Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring the topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about finding the time to be more strategic in your approach to digital. I advise my clients on lots of different areas, from creating service manuals to educating colleagues and running usability sessions. I also talk to my peers a lot, those that run agencies like myself, about the need to blog or to improve customer experience. But whatever advice I give, I get the same old excuse. I don't have the time. Now, I've little sympathy for this argument. We've all the same number of hours in the day, and we're all under pressure from bosses and clients to deliver. But some seem to manage to do the important tasks, not just the urgent ones. Some find the time to be strategic, while others spend their whole time firefighting. So how do they do it? Well, I want to share with you in this podcast 32 small changes you can make to find the time you need. Are you ready? These are going to come thick and fast, so be sure to keep up. Number one, skip meetings where possible. We all know meetings are a huge waste of time. Avoid them where possible. One option is to write a short paper for the meeting outlining your thoughts. If people have questions, then you can send them answers, offering to document those answers in advance rather than be at the meeting. Both approaches might help you avoid attending too many more meetings. Number two, group meetings together. Don't allow your meetings to be spread out throughout the day. This breaks up your productivity time and destroys its effectiveness. Instead, ask to reschedule the meeting so that they all happen together. If you can't do that, at least have a couple of days a week where you don't book meetings. Number three, avoid attending entire meetings. Often meetings cover many topics, and not all of those topics are going to be relevant to you. Ask for an agenda and offer to attend only the parts of which you can provide some form of value. If necessary, say that you have something else that clashes with the meeting so you can only attend part of it. Because that's not a lie. You have actual work to get on with, and that clashes with the meeting. Number four, make sure you schedule all of your meetings in advance. Discourage people from dropping in to have a chat. This kind of interruption destroys your flow. Instead, get them to schedule your time in advance. This gives you control over when that happens. A tool like Calendly might actually help with this. Number five, have do not disturb times. Establish regular times in your day when you aren't speaking to people. Put a sign on your desk making it clear that you aren't going to be available to chat. But do give times when you're then going to be available again. It's surprising, but most people seem to respect a desire to focus. Number six, wear headphones. If you want to focus, wear a pair of noise-cancelling headphones. If you don't want to like listening to music, then put on some white noise. This will stop you getting sucked into office conversations. It's also a universal sign that you don't want people to talk to you. Number seven, work unsociable hours. If you can, start early and leave early. Or if you're a night owl, start late and leave late. This way you have at least part of your day when fewer people are around to disturb you. You can use this time to work on what's most important to you without your boss looking over your shoulder and telling you you should be working on something else. Number eight, work from home. Where possible, work away from the office. Whether it's at home or in a coffee shop, getting away from colleagues will allow you to get a lot more done. It isn't as easy to interrupt you, and you have the flexibility of what you work on and when. Number nine, don't multitask. We suck at it. Switching tasks is always a huge time suck. That is why meetings and emails are one of the biggest productivity killers. Focus on one thing at a time and avoid distractions. Number 10, avoid synchronous communication. Avoid real-time forms of communication such as instant messaging or telephone. These demand your attention and interrupt your flow. Busy. Then respond on your own schedule. Number 11, close that email client. Don't respond to emails throughout the day. The more emails you send, the more emails you'll get. Instead, respond to emails three times a day, in the morning, at lunch, and at the end of the day. In time, cut this down to first thing and last thing in the day. Rarely will emails be so urgent that they need you to respond straight away. If you do have emails like this, then set up specific notifications just for those. That way you aren't interrupted for less important emails. Batch tasks together. In the same way as you should be batching your response to email, you can also do the same thing with pretty much any type of task. Dealing with all your phone calls at one time and do all your admin together. Jumping between different types of tasks is hard for us to adapt to, and it undermines our efficiency. Number 13, task down as small as possible. This means you can even utilize the smallest gap in your time to be productive. For example, I wrote the outline of this particular podcast while waiting for my wife. The bigger the task, the harder it will be to find time to do stuff like that. So break it down nice and small. Number 14, set a time limit for everything. Many tasks grow. To avoid this, set a time limit on how long you're going to spend. Getting things done and moving on to the next thing is just as important as perfection. Number 15, take shortcuts with the unimportant. We're all given tasks that we consider unimportant. Don't waste time doing them perfectly. Instead, get them done and out the door as fast as possible and move on to something else that matters. And doesn't mean you have to do it well. Number 16, overestimate the unimportant. When estimating, always overestimate how long it's going to take to do unimportant things. Equally, underestimate how long it will take to do tasks that actually matter. This encourages colleagues and management to focus on the right things, but it also allows you to invest the extra time from unimportant tasks into what actually matters. Number 17, block out time in your calendar. Make use of your calendar. Many designers and developers I see only have meetings in their calendar, and that implies that only meetings matter. Instead, put all of your work in your calendar and block out times for your work. Meetings should fit around your work, not the other way around. Number 18, present a reasoned no. Be willing to say no to work you consider unnecessary, but do so with a reasoned argument. Most of all, have a consistent argument that you apply to everybody equally. For example, take the time to write a policy about how you should decide what is worked on and in what order. Number 19, say yes, but with consequences. When you can't say no, for example, to your boss, agree to do the work willingly, but explain the consequences. Being confrontational with a boss rarely works, but explaining to them what will have to go on hold if you do their project may well help. Number 20, delay the unimportant. When you have to work on something unimportant, delay it by asking for more information. For example, ask a colleague to complete a briefing document before you start work. I've known more than one project to disappear because it was asked for on a whim, and when people are asked to put work into it, they're unwilling to do it. Number 21, shift the workload. Where possible, delegate. Give stakeholders in a project responsibility for certain deliverables, e.g. content. Don't begin work until they've delivered. They will often never deliver and the project will get dropped. Also, don't struggle with a task that you're not an expert in. Ask for help from a specialist. This way it'll free up your time and allow you to work on things that are more important. Number 22, speak to your boss. Don't presume your boss will be unreceptive to your suggestions. Many bosses appreciate employees who suggest improvements, but be ready to present a good argument and be willing to go the extra mile to make it happen. Start with suggestions that don't need a lot of extra investment, but just a little bit of your time. Then, when you've built up some goodwill, ask to work on some bigger projects. 23. Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Sometimes the best approach is to do what needs to be done, even if it's at the cost of other projects. You can always ask for forgiveness afterwards, while still achieving your aim. But remember, you can only get away with this once or twice, so use the technique sparingly. Number 24, if you have an hour for lunch, take it. If you work 9 to 5, then stick to those hours. Then take the time that you used to spend above and beyond your working hours and focus on projects that matter to you. So extra time is always spent on projects you consider important. Your boss can hardly complain if you're putting in those extra hours at work, but you use this time to focus on your agenda and not his. Number 25, collaborate on what matters. When you're working on something important, try and work on it side by side with other stakeholders. If possible, go and sit with them. Things will move much faster if you can work on a project together. Emails and meetings slow progress on important projects, so don't rely on them. Number 26, Work in focused bursts. Setting aside big blocks of time is important, but remember, you're not a machine and cannot work for extended periods of time. Take regular breaks between short, intensive bursts of work. Consider using something like the Pomodoro technique to give you some structure to your work. Number 27, have a system and stick to it. Whether you're talking about filing, naming conventions, or task management, have a system. You lose a surprising amount of time because you're badly organized. Time is often wasted trying to find information. You can even forget some tasks completely because they're not all kept in the same place together. Number 28, automate where possible. If you find yourself doing the same thing several times, look to automate it. This might be to push content live or spending time on the same kind of emails time and time again. There are loads of opportunities for you to make take out the manual labor of doing tasks by automating them. Number 29, find the right tool for the job. Take time to find tools that make your job easier. You can waste so much time struggling with inappropriate tools or aging hardware. These are the tools of your trade we're talking about, and you need to invest in them. Number 30, prepare for the next day. End each day by putting in place the things you need to start work the following day at full speed. It will only take you a few minutes to ensure that everything is at your fingertips for the next morning. 31. Know your body. Remember that you're not a machine. Your productivity will vary, so exercise and eat well. But most of all, make sure you know when you're most productive in the day. Design your schedule so that you can focus on important tasks in these times. For example, I know that I'm most productive in the afternoon, so I tend to fill my mornings with meetings and email. Number 32. Always keep moving forward. This is the most important thing in this list. You always need to keep moving forward. Too many people fail to take action because they want things to be perfect. That or they fear the consequences of getting things wrong. For goodness sake, just make a decision, take action, and move forward. Take action on those important things and don't prevaricate about them because you've not made them perfect. Otherwise, you can waste days procrastinating and reworking ideas. As Nike like to say, just do it.